open thou my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, Lord. For I weep from the heart and to the Lord. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
O God, who hast made this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light, grant, we beseech thee, that as we have known on earth the mysteries of that light, we may also come to the fullness of its joys in heaven. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord and only Savior, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Your devout attention is now directed to the reading of a scripture lesson concerning the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as this is recorded in the first chapter of Matthew's Gospel, verses 18 through 25 as follows. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which, being interpreted, is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Thus far the scripture. Now let us confess our most holy Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We are all delighted to share with you this evening the old familiar story of our Savior's birth, and to explain once again why the news of his coming on the first Christmas night is still and ever will be the greatest source of joy to all the world. You see, Christmas, with all the presents that are given and received, really celebrates God the Father's gift of his only begotten Son to be the world's Savior from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. Jesus was God's gift of love to all wretched sinners who, since the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, were under his curse by nature and deserving of everlasting death and hell.
Already in eternity, God had foreseen the transgression of our first parents and sin's horrible consequences which they would bring into the world. And in Christ, he so loved the world that he devised a most remarkable rescue mission to save fallen mankind. He decreed that his only begotten Son would be made man to be the substitute of every sinner under the law, that he would perfectly satisfy God's justice and make possible God's unilateral reconciliation of the world unto himself as we read of it in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19.
That reconciliation, true peace on earth, peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5, 1, is the real message of Christmas, and it is our privilege, as the lambs of our Lord Jesus, to bring you those tidings of great joy of God's goodwill toward men in our songs and recitations. May he bless the hearing of that precious Christmas gospel, both in our ears and in our hearts, and accept our humble praise and thanksgiving for the greatest Christmas present that we poor sinners will ever receive, the dear Christ child.
From God's perspective, he had already forgiven the sins of all mankind because of what his Son would accomplish in time, namely perfect satisfaction of God's justice in the place of every sinner. Be ye reconciled to God, as far as God was concerned, he had already forgiven the sins of all mankind because of what his Son would accomplish in time, namely perfect satisfaction of God's justice in the place of every sinner.
However, God made known in clear prophecies or promises of coming events his mercy and grace and forgiveness through the mouths of his holy prophets since the world began, said Zacharias in Luke chapter 1, verse 70, until the fullness of the time was come to manifest the world's Redeemer. It was by faith in those sure promises of God that sinners received his forgiveness even before Jesus came into the world.
God had said to Satan in the Garden of Eden, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Genesis 3, verse 15. It was this seed of the woman who would crush the devil's power, and by the pain he would endure in the sinner's place, would restore lost mankind to God's image and the paradise of heaven.
God also promised the Savior to Abraham, saying, "In thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." Genesis 22:18. This seed, which is Christ, St. Paul tells us, would be the Savior of both Jews and Gentiles. And the Bible says that Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Abraham was justified by faith in the promised Savior of all nations.
The prophecies of the coming Savior continued throughout the Old Testament, becoming more and more specific for his identification by God's people. And when the scepter finally departed from Judah, as was foretold in Genesis 49, verse 10, Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, came as promised on the first Christmas night.
Thank you.
fullness of the time was come, when the time was just right, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5. Emmanuel, God with us, had finally arrived in perfect fulfillment of God's promises.
Since God's people had learned from Jeremiah's prophecy that the promised Savior would be a descendant of King David, the Messiah was known among Old Testament believers as the son of David. This prophecy, too, was fulfilled when Joseph also went out from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
In a stable place with bones on a happy Christmas mold. Jesus is our Savior dear, brings us resting Christmas cheer.
He was born for us today, now we have a home on high. Like the Father and Morning Star, Jesus, Jesus, time we are. Amen.
Shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And there shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, that the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger.
And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things which they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
On earth that the children of this world speak of at Christmas time is peace among the nations, peace in the streets, peace between neighbors, and peace in the family. But such temporal peace is not to be expected as the result of Jesus coming into the world. Rather, just the opposite. He tells us in Matthew chapter 10, 34, "Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword." Indeed, when he speaks of the peace that he affords us, he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." John 14:27.
No, the peace which the angels proclaim on that first Christmas night
was peace with God because of the fact that he had forgiven the sins of all mankind because of the vicarious atonement of his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus the Savior. For St. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing or charging their trespasses unto them. Instead, he imputed them all to the only one who is able to satisfy the demands of God's justice as our substitute and to make us truly right with God.
With the Apostle Paul, we urge you this evening to accept and believe this glorious message of God's forgiveness for the entire world, for Jesus' sake. Be ye reconciled to God, he writes in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. That is, lay hold by faith on the forgiveness purchased and won for all mankind by Jesus your Savior. For then you will have for yourselves the true peace of Christmas, the peace of which the angels sang, peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. Romans 5, verse 1. May that peace be ours, not just at Christmas time, but all through our lives, as we confide in the child of Bethlehem and his merits alone for the peace that only he can give.
The Apostle Paul exhorts us in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, I speak not by commandment, but to prove the sincerity of your love. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, might be rich.
Bethlehem, expecting a child, they searched the inn to find a place for you were coming soon. There was no room for them to stay, so in a manger filled with hay, God's only Son was born. Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Let me be thine forever, O Christ, child sweet and dear. Uphold me with thy mercy, and be thou ever near. From thee I gladly all receive, and what is mine to thee I give. My heart, my soul, and all I own, let these be thine alone. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whose grace we again celebrate the birth of our Savior, we come into thy presence with holy joy, for thou hast gloriously fulfilled thy promises given to our first parents after the fall, to the patriarchs, to Moses and the prophets, and to all thy people of old who waited in hope for the salvation of Israel. Accept, we beseech thee, our humble tribute of praise and thanksgiving, and grant that through the birth of thy Son, we may be born again in the Spirit unto the blessed hope of everlasting life. O Jesus, thou Son of God, we bless thee for becoming flesh of our flesh and for enriching us with inestimable gifts from the treasures of thy grace. Thou hast made reconciliation for iniquity, so that now we have peace with God and access to the Father. Thou didst become the Son of Man, that we might be made the children of God in thee. Bestow upon us a simple, childlike faith, that in thy lowliness we may adore thee, and give us grace to behold the glory shining through the veil of thy humanity, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Speak to us the words of life, that as thou hast loved us, so we may love thee. Be our light in darkness, our abundance in want, and our very present help in trouble. And as thou didst descend from heaven to earth for our salvation, so may we have power through thee to ascend from earth to heaven to the glory of thy great and adorable name. O Holy Spirit, we praise thee for thy comfort and guidance. Incline our hearts to meditate devoutly upon the sublime mystery of our Savior's nativity, and move and enable us to embrace our Redeemer in true faith as our most precious possession. Fill our hearts with peace and comfort and hope and life and joy in him. Let us so keep the feast that at its close, with thy benediction upon us, we may resume the burdens of our several callings, rejoicing in our salvation and delighting to do thy will. O Holy Trinity, who wouldst be praised for mercy rather than for judgment, we glorify thee, for thou hast had respect unto the lowly. Let the covenant of thy peace endure forevermore, that we may rejoice in thee, world without end. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.